is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota United lost at home last night to LAFC 1-0 in St. Paul. A slow start was the problem, according to head coach Eric Ramsey.
We're going to have to be a team that can do everything, and I felt like in the first half we just didn't show that level of discipline, level of connection that was required to break down what was a team content to sit at the top of the box and make life difficult for us in playing through them. We were very loose on combination play. We turned the ball over very easily when we played into the middle, didn't attack the sides enough.
The Loons head to Portland for a Saturday night game. Basketball, both the Wolves and the Lynx beat teams from Phoenix yesterday. The Timberwolves rallied for an impressive Las Vegas Summer League win over the Suns in Vegas, 89-85. They didn't play with TJ Shannon, their leading scorer this summer, but they got 23 points from point guard Rob Dillingham, who says he's learning how to be an NBA player.
I say it's more just like a mental thing, like not getting down on yourself when stuff ain't going your way, because like when it ain't going your way and you keep thinking negative, nothing good is going to happen for you. And I'm the biggest critic of myself, so I'm big at that. So now I'm just been like looking at it, trying to get past it. If I mess up, I mess up, move on to the next play. And that's what's been helping me for sure.
The Wolves will play at least one more Summer League game this week, and they could be in line to make the final championship tournament, which is four teams. That depends on outcomes of other prelim games today and tonight. The Lynx won a matinee at the Target Center yesterday, beating the Mercury 79-66. It was a day camp contest, meaning thousands of screaming young girls were in the stands. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says it's one of her favorite days.
They gave us energy, a basic thing in the beginning that, you know, we got to hit our non-camp day fans and say, hey, you need to, you know, take a lesson there. That was impressive what they were doing, and it fired our players up. It was a fun day.
Kayla McBride scored 18 points to lead the way. Minnesota is now 20-4. That's the best record in the WNBA. Phoenix dipped to 15-6. That's the second best mark this season. This is MNN Sports.